Grace and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I've always found the selection of Matthias to be the 12th apostle in the absence of Judas Iscariot to be both fascinating and peculiar. I find it fascinating that we have no record of Jesus ever telling Peter or the other disciples that they should replace Judas now that he was gone. And that Peter never even suggested that the idea to replace Judas came from Jesus. I also find it curious that the two passages from the Psalms that Peter quoted to bolster his assertion that Judas needed to be replaced have absolutely nothing to do with what Peter suggested they did. In fact, they're both extremely far reaches at the best. And finally, I find it peculiar that this group of disciples gathered to select Judas's replacement would leave that selection up to chance by the casting of lots, of all things, to determine their fellow apostle. Can you imagine a church getting ready to call a new pastor and getting together and throwing some dice? That is, in essence, what they did to choose Matthias over Barsabas. Now, I know. They prayed about it beforehand. They prayed that God would cause the lot to fall upon the man that he wanted to be the new apostle. But that in itself was no guarantee that God was going to do it. If it were, then perhaps that's how we should go about calling pastors and teachers and finding contractors to put on a new roof, or plumbers to fix our pipes, or custodians to clean our facilities. If simply praying that God would control the process is all that is needed to secure God's providence in all of our decisions, and resumes and background checks and references are absolutely of no use to us. Now, this is all we have to do is pray that God would help us to pick the right name out of the hat. There's no need for us to put forth any effort at all in that process. But God never promised that he would do that for us. And we have no record nor any indication that he promised it to Peter either. I, for one, don't think God had Matthias in mind to be the new apostle. I think this is just another case of Peter being impulsive. I think the person that Jesus had in mind to be a new apostle was Paul. You see, remember, the apostles were chosen and sent by Jesus himself. But Matthias was chosen and sent by the disciples, not personally by Jesus. But Saul, on the other hand, who we all know as Paul, was chosen and called personally by Jesus when he was on the road to Damascus. And by virtue of that conversion experience, he was a witness to Jesus' resurrection. And thus, seems quite clear to me that the person that God had chosen to be the 12th apostle was Paul, not Matthias. So was Peter wrong in what he did? Well, perhaps not wrong in the sense of sinful. Maybe just wrong in the sense of not necessarily what God had planned. Regardless, Matthias was a witness to the resurrection, as was Barsabas, as were the women at the tomb, and Jesus' mom, and brothers, and some 500 other folks. And whether or not Matthias was truly God's choice or not to be the 12th apostle, by virtue of his faith in Christ Jesus, he was called to be a witness for Christ Jesus. As were all those eyewitnesses to the resurrection. As are all those who are witnesses to Jesus' resurrection today by faith. Which means that you and I are pretty much like Matthias, or at the very least like Barsabas, in that we too, through baptism, by faith, are witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus. As Jesus himself said after the resurrection, he was talking to Thomas, he said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." That's us. We may not have, seen the resurrected Christ with our eyes yet. But we have seen him with our hearts and our minds through faith. We have witnessed the forgiveness and salvation that he has brought into our lives, and that he's brought into the lives of our loved ones because of the death and resurrection of Jesus. See, we have felt his love, and we have received his forgiveness through the Holy Spirit's operation in our lives, again, through baptism, through the sacrament of Holy Communion, and each and every Sunday when we hear the Word of God proclaimed to us. And thus we too, like Matthias, are charged with the directive to be his witnesses in the world. Freely we have received, and thus now we are freely to give. Other than this one account of Matthias here in our text today from Acts, we know absolutely nothing about him. And I sometimes wonder how he felt about joining the other 11 apostles, not having been privy to all the information that they had been privy to throughout their 3 years walking with Jesus. I mean, I know the text says that they needed to pick somebody who had been with them the whole time, from the beginning. But he wasn't part of the inner circle. He wasn't there in the boat when Jesus stilled the storm. He wasn't there on the sea when Jesus came walking across it. He wasn't there in the upper room when the Lord first instituted the sacrament. He wasn't there in the garden when they came to arrest Jesus. Matthias may have followed Jesus, here and there throughout Jesus' 3-year ministry. And he may have been a witness, as it says, to Jesus' resurrection. But there was a lot of other stuff that the other 11 got to see and witness and knew that he just didn't. And so I kind of wonder if he felt somewhat inadequate. You know, inadequate for the task to which he had now been called to be an apostle. I'd be willing to bet that many of you feel that way too concerning your call to be a witness for Jesus. You may think that because you don't have a seminary training, that you are ill-equipped to be a witness for Jesus. I wonder, how many of us here are car mechanics? I don't see a single hand. You know, I'm pretty sure that everybody here, if they had seen an accident out front of their house, could tell exactly what they saw. You don't have to understand how a car works in order to tell somebody about a car accident that you saw. And you don't have to be a seminary-trained theologian to tell someone else about the love and the forgiveness that you have witnessed and experienced in your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Matthias didn't need to know everything the other 11 knew to be a witness for Jesus. And whether he was who God had in mind to be the 12th apostle or not, he was nevertheless a witness that God could use to share his message of salvation, just as God can use each and every one of us. You see, through faith, we are the recipients of God's love and forgiveness. And through faith, we have become witnesses to the death and the resurrection of Jesus. May we thus, like Matthias, join the 11 apostles in becoming witnesses for Jesus. That is, witnesses to the resurrection. That through us, others may come to know Jesus as their Savior also. In the name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.